Welcome back to This Week on the Kenai with the top stories from Wednesday. Here's KSRM's Matt Wilson.
The 20th annual Kenai Peninsula Airfare returns to the Kenai Peninsula Airport Saturday, June 10th. The event allows participants to see planes in arm's reach, enjoy live music, airport equipment, and cars. Kenai Municipal Airport Manager Elon Conway spoke to KSRM on the return of the event.
This is going to be a great free event for the community. It gives us the opportunity to, you know, open the doors for everyone to come in and see what it's like on the air side and put you essentially within arm's reach of all the aircraft and the opportunity to visit with all of our sponsors and learn more about aviation. And what more critical of a time to really do that than now? The aviation industry continues to grow. And as you might have heard with the pilot shortage, the demand for those jobs hasn't grown at the same pace. I think it's an important time for airports and the aviation industry to really open the doors to what it takes and what it is to be a part of such a critical piece of the transportation system, and this is just one way that we can do that.
This year's airfare will feature a pancake breakfast, the annual poker run, live music, kids activities, static displays, and aircraft demonstrations. Conway highlights the events that salute our military.
This is just another opportunity for us to and the community to honor and really support the military and show appreciation for them. So we'll have the Air Force band down here, and we'll have some military static displays here as well, and we'll show our support for our armed forces.
The event is sponsored by the Soldotna Kenai Airports as well as the local Experimental Aircraft Association and serves as a way to support them and raise funds to support their Young Eagles flights, which according to Conway is just another opportunity for outreach and get people and kids at a young age interested in aviation. Conway describes the poker run for 2023.
If you're a pilot or if you just want to be a passenger, track down a pilot, register for the poker run. Gives you an opportunity to visit several of the airports here on the peninsula. This year, we're adding Merrill Field to the poker run circuit. Hopefully, we'll be able to draw some people down from Anchorage. And it actually just gives us a fifth paved runway for those guys that are flying who don't fly off airport and have to have a paved surface. So they can get a full hand and participate in the poker run where there will be some great prizes.
To see the full schedule of events, just visit the story on our website at radiokenai.com. Regulations adopted the 2023 statewide Fin Fish and Supplemental Issues Board of Fisheries meeting that affect Prince William Sound and Cook Inlet groundfish fisheries will become effective June 25th, 2023. These include gear marking requirements. Permit holders operating longline pod gear must have an attached buoy at each end of the groundfish pod line marked with a permanent ADFNG vessel plate number. The vessel operating the groundfish longline pod gear and the buoy must have the letters LP to designate the gear as longline groundfish pod gear. The numbers and letters must be marked in the top one half of the buoy. In numbers and letters, they're at least 4 inches high, 1.5 inches wide, and in color that contrasts the color of the buoy. Also define legal gear. Collapsible groundfish pots, slinky pots, must contain 2 escape mechanism openings in the mesh with each equal to or exceeding 18 inches in length that must be laced, sewn, or secured together by a single length of untreated 100% cotton twine no larger than 30 thread, for which it may be knotted at each end only and must be opposite sides of the pot. If the escape mechanism is placed on the tunnel side, the opening must be in the area that does not include the pot door and within 6 inches of the edge of the pot. For full details, visit the story at radiokenai.com. The state of Alaska is poised to launch a $5 million program aimed at increasing reading literacy among school children. The Alaska Department of Education and Early Development is launching a state-run reading academy with money approved by the purpose of the state legislature at Governor Mike Dunleavy's request. Coming up, we'll take a look at the stories from Thursday. This is KSRM News.